And welcome to our weekly HR Technology News Roundup. It's August 4th, 2020, and I'm Mark Pfeffer, editor of the HCM Technology Report. There's been a lot of news this week, so much for the doldrums of summer. We'll start with Modern Hire. The recruiting platform acquired Sonru, which provides video interviewing technology. Based in Dublin, the company has 8 offices in Europe, Asia, and North America, and counts global Fortune 500 firms among its customers. Modern Hire says the acquisition positions it to sell its enterprise hiring suite around the world. It certainly bulks up the company's presence in Europe and Asia. Meantime, Symphony Talent enhanced its new Smashfly X platform with tools to manage automated campaigns, advertising on connected TV, and to simplify job posting across multiple outlets. The company said its goals are to improve ad management efficiency and expand employer brand awareness on video-based channels. Indeed launched a virtual events feature. It's called Indeed Hiring Events. It helps employers create, promote, and manage events online, and it includes things like screening questions to help refine candidate lists. It also will manage the basics, like scheduling and communications, throughout the process. Fanon launched some new features. They're intended to help employers prepare for an eventual economic recovery, and it's spreading the word with a guidebook series focused on virtual hiring, agile workforces, and engaging both new candidates and furloughed employees. What's interesting here is that Fanon's message differs from what a lot of other vendors have focused on lately. It's not so much about returning employees to work right now as it is about planning for it. Over the last month or so, providers have been talking a lot about helping companies bring employees back to the office, but that's quieted down a bit since COVID-19 infections keep rising across the country. Fanon's new product packages, which are called Fanon's Essentials, seem tailored to help employers deal with today's realities. They have to hire to keep pace with uncertain demand, they have to be ready to rehire workers who they let go, and redeploy existing workers to support operational change. Oh, and don't forget, along the way, employers also have to be planning for the post-pandemic recovery. 15.5 launched a new module. It's called Engagement Plus. It's designed to measure employee needs and priorities so employers can improve the workforce experience. It includes survey templates, flexible setup, and flexible reporting features. CPAL partnered with Text2Hire to provide customers with an enterprise-level texting platform. It can be integrated with most any ATS or CRM and is CPAL's first partner product. Manpower Group's Right Management expanded its executive coaching service. It's now providing on-demand virtual sessions through a new platform called Right Coach. The idea is to offer leadership coaching to more people. And finally, JobVite expanded its diversity and inclusion pack to better address both conscious and unconscious bias during the recruiting process. This has been the HR Technology News Roundup from the HCM Technology Report. To keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.